Recording. Big Daddy Brian is here.
Oh, you just press record?
Yeah, well, it's been recording.
Okay. Let's go. It's episode...
I don't even know.
Every time I say it, I'm like one off. I think we're episode 37.
I think it is 37.
All right, I'm going to take this part out and I'm going to say let's go. Let's go!
I thought the first one was really good. It was like more like... Okay.
Well, we're already doing it, so... Okay. Episode 37. So we're going to keep it because we said...
I think it was...
Really either way, we're back, guys.
We're back. And whoever said I was ugly on TikTok, count your motherfucking dates.
Oh, they did call you ugly.
You called me ugly on TikTok. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, damn. I mean, I know okay. I said it, but damn.
You're doing you're a public figure now.
Thank you.
And these people...
True.
...that hide behind a profile, they're probably ugly. So true. It's okay.
Yeah, he didn't have a profile.
Yeah, so he's ugly.
Send me a picture and then we'll talk.
Yeah. Next thing he's like,
he's gonna be fucking jawline of.
No, I'm gonna be like, okay, never mind.
I know, well, I thought that was really mean. Cause I mean, I said it, but damn, why are you saying it?
I know how you're like, If you guys have noticed, Sebastian does not have braces anymore.
No braces anymore.
Well, if you're watching video, how do you feel?
I mean, they look good.
It looks nice.
Thank you.
That's crazy. I've never thought your teeth were bad.
You remember middle school? They were like literally throwing gang signs up.
Damn, okay, I didn't know it was that bad.
No, they were bad. Don't you remember, like, this canine was, like, over here and, like, up? It was bad.
I don't remember. I thought they've always looked good. Well, it's because my teeth were worse than yours.
No.
Yeah, I had a whole ass gap.
Oh, that's true, but yeah, I don't know.
You get from a coin slot in that,
but your gap was pretty big compared to our other friend.
Yeah, I remember someone was like, you're confident with it though, and I'm like, yeah.
I think your gap is kind of cute.
Yeah, it's because I'm a pretty boy.
So. Oh my gosh, I take it back.
Remember when you said your type was me?
Never said that. Yep. You said that.
Nope. You said it.
Okay.
But we're back.
I missed you.
I missed you too.
So I messaged him, and honestly, I was gonna hurt.
About what?
I literally messaged him. I was like, hey, yo, guys. Like, I messaged him in Elaine. Uh-huh. I was like, I miss you guys. And Elaine was like, yeah, it's been a while. And Brian was like, disregarded me.
What did I say?
You didn't even say anything.
Like, oh, yeah, I can't because of my Mexican roots and how I grew up. Whatever. I can't say I miss you back. I grew up in a toxic Mexican household where we didn't say I miss you.
But yeah, you told me you loved me.
Let me say I love you. I was showing my love.
But you can't say I miss you.
No, it's different. I don't even say I miss you to Elaine.
Damn.
Adonis, when he goes up, he's going to say, I don't miss you.
Oh, I can't wait to tell me to Adonis. Oh,
I forgot. I just revealed the name.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I never talked about it.
No, I never said the
name.
Well,
enjoy a name reveal.
Well, yeah, if it's a boy, guys, his name is going to be Adonis. And no, it's not because of Drake. Because Drake's son, his name is Adonis. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. I got it from this movie called Creed.
Mm-hmm.
I called it on. Oh, no, we did talk about it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we did.
What is that?
That's our adventure book of me and Elaine.
That is cute.
Yeah, if you flip through it, it's like pictures from us from the beginning of our relationship to now.
That's very cute. I have one too.
You do?
No.
You're single though. No, I'm just kidding.
Unfortunately. But anyways, we're in Brian's room.
Yeah.
This is my favorite setup, I think I have to say.
I think that is our best.
Yeah.
Especially with the blue light.
Mm-hmm, I do like it. And I took a really cute video too. But
I like how we've gone like 3 minutes into the podcast and we haven't talked about why we haven't recorded for a month.
They don't give.
I know. They don't care. It has been like, I think it's been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
Not 4 months. 3-4 weeks or whatever, like a whole month. It's only been 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But the main reason why we didn't record is because Big Daddy Brian got COVID. It was crazy though, because like, I legit got sick on like a Saturday. Like, I was coughing and all that, but I was like, oh, I'll get through it. It's nothing bad. It's like, just like a normal cold. Mm-hmm. And especially because it's starting to get cold.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'm just getting a cold. And next thing you know, Monday, I just felt like really hot. I felt like I couldn't walk. Like, you know when you walk and you just feel like you're...
And it just feels like everything's like...
Yeah, it's like moving.
Yeah, I know that,
I forget what it's called.
Nausea?
That's what I was thinking too.
Oh, nausea?
Something.
Nausea.
Amnesia? Amnesia. But yeah, I was like that. And I just came home and like I ate and I just knocked out. And I guess Elaine touched my forehead and she was like, you're hot. Like, you're burning.
Oh, my gosh.
So she gave me...
You're over here shivering and pale and sweating.
I was.
You're pale, sweating, shivering, and you're like, I think I'm sick.
Yeah, I think I just have a cold. It's nothing.
Right. Well, how did you find out it was COVID? You went checked?
Well, it's because my girl went to go talk to my mom. Mm-hmm. And then my mom was like, oh, give him a COVID test just in case because you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And Elaine was like, oh, okay. And she gave me a COVID test, and, like, I was kind of, like, knocked out while she was doing it. She was like, here, and I was, like...
She's so sweet.
And then it turned positive in, like, a minute. Not even, like, the whole 15 minutes that I had to wait. It was, like, positive right away.
The test was like, bitch, you got COVID.
Yeah. And I was like, I really got COVID? Damn. What the heck?
It
was.
But it's not your first time getting COVID. It's your second. Nah.
The first time I got COVID, I got it from Elaine. Mm-hmm. Elaine, we went on a trip to Sedona because it was, like, our first year or whatever.
And I was going to go to that trip.
No, Sedona?
Wasn't that one? Yeah, you guys invited me.
I think that's when we went to Sedona again.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah, it was another time we went to Sedona. We went, and Elaine was already sick before we went.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother joked that she had COVID, so why should she go? But she was like, no, I just have a cold.
Right.
And then we went, like, we were driving on the way there. And, like, 2 days later, she went to work, and they told her she had to take a COVID test. So she took a COVID test, and she came out positive, and I was just like, oh, hell no. I just was at a hotel with this girl for 2 days.
Right.
And a whole car ride for, like, 4 hours.
Right.
And now, definitely have COVID. And I got it, but I was really,
You didn't get sick, though, right? You didn't feel sick.
Asymptomatic. Asexual.
I don't know if you heard of it now.
That was pretty good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
This side doesn't look like I'm bald?
No.
Okay.
It's fine. But, yeah, I was asthmatic, so I didn't feel any symptoms at all. And I remember when I got it positive, I legit called Sebastian. I was like, Sebastian,
yeah,
I freaking got COVID, bro. Like, how the heck? Because this was, like, during peak.
You were so, like, offended by it. And I was like, I mean, we are in a fucking panoramic.
Pandemic, yeah.
And, like, why are you correcting my jokes? You just took the joke out. You're so annoying. But I remember when I got COVID, I was dying. Do you remember?
You were.
I was dying.
I was shocked that you got it, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was shocked,
too. Whatever, man, you went to clubs.
No, I didn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was like, no, I didn't.
You went to work, right?
Yeah, it was just work, but, like, it was just my cubicle, and I don't know how I got it. Mm. I remember I got it the day they were, like, it kind of got big. So I got it right in the beginning, and I remember I was literally dying. I was, like, on my bed, and my dad was like, oh, no, like, he's sick. And I've never gotten sick like that before, because I don't get sick that often.
I've only been sick like that once, and it was, like, when I got the flu.
Yeah.
That was the only time.
One time when I was in 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
Remember not going to the Miley Cyrus concert?
Oh, yeah.
I got sick that day.
Damn.
I still went, though. I don't care. You can tell me I need surgery.
I need to see my smiley Miley. That's what he said.
I love her. I love her. How you been?
I've been pretty good. Oh, but every time I told people that I had COVID, they were worried about Elaine. She was like, she's pregnant.
That's what I said. I legit asked you. I was like, Elaine's not with you, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, well, no, she's sleeping right here next to me. And I was like, what? Like, whatever.
Guys, I just want you to know, Elaine did not want to leave me alone. She wanted to be with me. It's called love.
Oh, that is cute. Honestly, yeah. I'm not going to hate on that.
I legit, I was just sleeping on the ground, and she was sleeping on the bed.
Aww.
Yeah. Because I didn't want to get her sick. And you know what she would do late at night? She'd be like, come to bed. I'm only sleeping by myself.
Oh, that's really cute.
And I'd just be wearing a mask the whole entire time. She had to wear a mask, too, just because, like, I really didn't want to give her COVID at all. And then, yeah, that was pretty much it. But there was, like, one day I legit just slept all day because I was like, fuck.
Was that the day you didn't answer me?
Yeah.
When you were really mean to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was sick. I had a good excuse.
Brian was really mean to me a couple days ago. Can we talk about it?
If you want.
Yeah, I want.
Go ahead.
Brian was really mean to me. Well, I'm really glad you're good now. And I'm glad you're not sick no more.
I can't believe he talked about himself before he talked about me.
I literally,
he didn't care how healthy I was.
Stop it, because I called you. You're such a liar.
Yeah, he did call me.
And then also, I let you talk. Did you say I didn't interrupt?
You interrupted me twice.
No, I didn't.
To talk about how you got COVID.
But we're talking about it, though. Like, it's different than me being like, oh, my gosh, I went to the store yesterday. Like, I was, like, in the topic. I think I did good. Because sometimes I've been watching those videos, and I'm like, holy shit. Like,
we both cut each other off, so it's fine.
I cut you off, like, every sentence. I just did.
You know what? I probably get it from you that I start cutting other people off now.
I don't know. It's a bad habit. But anyway.
Because I do it to Elaine all the time. She gets mad at me.
Does she get mad?
She gets mad. She's like, are you going to let me finish? And I'm like, Yeah, I'm sorry. I just had to say it because I'm just going to, like, forget my thought.
Right. I just feel like we have so much, like, going on that we want to say it.
It's like when you talk, I legit want to say something, but I'm just like, nah, I need him. I want to let him finish. And then, like, when you're done, I'm just like, damn, what was I going to say?
Oh, yeah, man? I don't wait.
Yeah. You don't care.
Anyways, I'm glad you're okay, Brian Gay. You're alive.
Shout out to Sebastian for showing some humanity and talking about me and I.
I don't have to take over Adonis and be the godfather. The thank you. Thank you for being alive. Anyway, Brian messages me, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to invite this certain person. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, first of all, I was being super nice. And I was very much like, hey, do you guys need anything for the baby shower? Like, I'm going to pay for, like, sodas, waters. Like, tell me what you need.
Do you want you to pay for anything?
Well, I don't understand why. I told you.
I know. I told her, too. I was like, Elaine, Sebastian offered.
Yeah, right.
It's because she's just that type of person, like, that's selfless. Like, she doesn't want you to go out of your way. She wants to just handle herself. So, baby, you need to work on that.
Yeah, for real. Take advantage.
Yeah.
So, I was like, hey, you guys know. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm the godfather. I want to help.
Don't take advantage.
I want to help. And then I was like, hey, Brian, like, what can I help you with? And he legit disregards what I'm saying. Not like if I got that message, I would have been like, hey, no, thank you for asking. But, you know, we're good. Thank you. This dude literally says, I'm going to invite this person. So, oh, no. Yeah.
Yo, I got like, you.
I need you. No, he
so
said.
So I told Sebastian.
Let me read it.
No, oh, wait, I got you. I got you right now. Start over so I can say it. What you're going to say.
No, you say it.
Okay. So Sebastian said, do you guys need me to do anything?
All nice and shit.
And I told Sebastian, what I need you to do is to be nice to this person.
To this person. Mm. And then literally I was like, S-A-S-T-F-U. Shut the heck up.
Yeah.
And because I was like joking. I was like, shut up. Like, whatever. Uh-huh. Like, obviously I'm going to be nice or whatever. And then he's like, so I put S-T-F-U.
And I was like, nah,
and then
serious.
He put, nah, like, I need you to be nice. And that's what pissed me off. That literally, I saw, like, I was smiling and I saw that message and it literally got me so upset. And I was like, and I literally kind of went off. He was like, because I'm going to invite her. And I was like, work, like, cool, that's fine. Still joking, kind of being like, work, okay, like, I get it. And then that's when he was like, no, like, be nice. Three times he had to tell me. And that really, like, hurt. So then I was, because this person is more likely for them to, like, be messy than me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I, like, ruin my godson's, like, baby shower? Like, why would I do that? Like, that's not me. So then I was like very upset. You're annoying. I was very mad. And I was like, how about you tell that to her? I was like, don't tell me this, because I'm not the one that's gonna do that stuff. I was like, get out of here. So then I was very sad. I was actually very hurt.
The funny thing about this whole thing is that the baby mama was a part of this.
Yeah,
that girl told me that I should do that and to see his reaction. And, of course, that's what I did, because I am a good baby daddy and I do what I can. And I knew Sebastian would feel some type of way.
Yeah.
But I had to do it for the jokes. And that's what we did here today.
I was very upset.
Sebastian laughed. So
I did not laugh. I was very much upset. I even called that Londra.
You did?
I called that Londra and I was like, dude, I was like, Brian's like...
Did
I was
you
like,
tell her it was a joke, though?
No, I didn't tell her it was a joke. I'm about to, though. I was like, Brian, like, kind of said this. And I was like, and kind of like, that's kind of mean. And she was like, well, maybe, you know, blah, blah. And then I was just... And then I messaged a group chat and Elaine's like, well, y'all both petty. And I'm like, I know. I get it. But why would I do that? But anyway, can we
it's funny because she was going along with it.
I was so mad. Not her being shady. I'm over here like, yeah, Elaine.
As you can tell, me and Elaine are meant for each other because this is what we do.
Yeah, I'm over here being dumb, thinking Elaine has my back and stuff, whatever. But
I know. I was when Sebastian was messaging the group chat about this whole situation, I was legit at work. And he was like, why isn't Brian responding, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I just see the messages and I just kept working. And I was like, oh, I'll respond later. And then I just kept forgetting to respond. And I waited till the next day to respond. And I was like, oh, Elaine was a part of the whole thing. So.
And Elaine didn't have to. Elaine said nothing.
Yeah, she didn't say
anything. Oh, now she want to be quiet.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you think about the elections?
I'm happy. Everything went pretty good.
Me too. I'm a little
nervous.
We didn't
get Blake Masters. Blake Masters was kind of a weirdo.
He's a little fine. But yeah.
You think he's fine?
I think he's kind of handsome.
I want you guys to know Sebastian really likes white guys that are tall.
But I'm glad we got Mark Kelly.
Yeah, he's pretty dope. He's an astronaut. Vote. I want to go to the moon.
Astronaut. We our votes counted. Literally, they did because it was a
pretty close
vote. Not with Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly and Blake Masters.
He dominated,
I knew Blake. I knew Mark Kelly was gonna win.
Guys, this is about the Arizona election. Sorry, not about other states.
Yeah, this is just Arizona. But Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake. She must be dry right now because she didn't win.
She's very upset. I'm really glad she did not win because she wanted cameras in schools. And then she wanted to use, like, tax money for the border. And she's very much a Make America Great driven.
Donald Trump actually endorsed her.
Exactly. So that says a lot. Did you hear that Trump is running for president again?
That's what I heard.
How can you run for president when you got... How do you... What is it
called? Well, he's not... He got the trial for it, but he's not, like... It's not like he can't run again.
That is so dumb. That's so dumb to me. And I bet you... How much you want to bet? 2024, when we look back to this video, he's going to be elected. I know he's going to be elected. I know he is.
I'm kind of in the middle of everything. Because I remember reading an article or something where... I guess in these elections, it showed that Democrats are, like, winning right now. And everything. And right now they're saying that Republicans should get off of what Donald Trump is trying to do and try to, like, focus, like, rein in their own principles again.
Well, yeah, because they're so centered about the
Donald Trump.
They're so centered around him. And I'm like, what
I think Republicans are... I would give them respect pre-2016. I would give them respect, even though, like you know, they have their beliefs and all that, like, I understand what they're trying to do. I understand what they're trying to do, all that. But, like, with Donald Trump coming in, he exemplified things that it was kind of like, what are you trying to do here?
Right. I think my thing is just, like, they just idolize him. And they're so extremist. Like, for example, I don't like Mark Kelly. I don't like Joe Biden. I don't go to his rallies. I don't have a shirt saying, go Biden. I don't have a, like, you know what I mean? And these people are,
and
like...
I'm not going to be over here, like... No, he did not do anything wrong.
Exactly.
Like, we're going to agree with you that he did something wrong.
Very that. And these people, like, idolize him. Like, people pray to Donald Trump. And
they
see
nothing wrong with
him. And that's so weird to me. Like, that's just weird to me.
I think Carrie Lake did something where she was, like, praying to Donald
Trump. Carrie Lake, she's just a mean person. Did you see that Anchor News where she was mic'd up? And she didn't know she was mic'd up? And she called the young voters. They're, like, they're just brainless people. Well, guess what, lady?
They're the reason you got voted out.
You're the reason you freaking lost. Stupid.
Isn't it crazy that we grew up with Carrie Lake as our Fox 10 news anchor?
I had no clue who Carrie Lake was until this election.
I saw her and I was like, oh, she's running for governor. What the heck?
I had no clue.
And I remember because my dad watches Fox 10 news a lot. And that's when I would usually see her.
Okay.
Because I like seeing that stuff. He's really into news.
Right. I don't know. It's weird. I just... Yeah, it's weird. But... it's weird how when they're winning, it's like the red wave, the red wave. But when they're losing, it's like it's fraud. It's lying, the democracy, this and that. And I'm like, well, that's whatever. But anyway, I thought it was a really good election. I thought it was pretty cool.
It was Carrie Lake and Katie Hobbs were really close. Like, no joke. It was really, really close.
Maricopa came in clutch.
I think it was like 9,000 votes separated them.
Yeah, Maricopa really came in clutch, but
and guys, if you're one of those people that do not want to vote just because you feel like your vote doesn't matter, it really does. Because, like, if you're that one person that doesn't want to vote, another person that you tell, oh, I don't want to vote because I don't feel like it's going to count,
then they're gonna
there's going to be more people following that cycle, and this just leads to more people not wanting to vote.
You know what I find so weird? The fact that when you elect presidents, they can win the popular vote. But they'll lose the election, like kind of what happened with Hillary Clinton.
Oh yeah,
Hillary Clinton won the voting over Trump, but Trump won the electoral.
I still think it's kind of dumb.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's not even it's a electoral college.
Or, those, yeah,
that's what it was called. And I think it's just dumb. I think it should be the one that, like, in general, America votes for should be the one that wins. It's not just because, like, oh, they won Arizona. Oh, they won California. Oh.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Like, I don't get
it. I think it's been dumb since, like, middle school, because that's when they taught us that. It was in 8th grade, our teacher, Ms. Walmsley, taught us that, where she was talking about the Electoral College and, like, how if you're from Cali and Arizona and, like, all these bigger states, you have more...
points or whatever.
More points which is towards what they use, your presidency or whatever.
Yeah, it's just weird. Damn, I'm already 20 minutes.
I know, I went by pretty quick, huh?
Are we doing 30 minutes?
Yeah, we're going to go ham today.
30 minutes?
An hour. Because we split it in half.
Yeah. Completely different topic. I've been playing Fortnite again.
Yeah?
And it, honestly, the new map is really cool.
You like it?
I really enjoy it.
I miss Fortnite.
Why don't we play no more?
Yeah, I've just been busy. And I've been playing my 2K game on my phone.
2K, what's that? Like basketball?
Basketball, yeah. They have it for your phone now. And I've just played on there.
That's fun. So what do you want to talk about? Okay.
How do you feel about this new Latinx thing?
What do you mean?
Well, I guess now instead of calling people Latino or Latina, they call them Latinx. So it's like LA.
Latinx?
Basically, yeah.
I don't really care.
You don't care about that? You're not like, who cares? Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I don't really care. I mean, like, as long as they don't use some racial...
Mm-hmm. I barely heard about it like this year. Really? Never heard of it before. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
You have before?
Latinx. My sister says it's like an offensive thing, but I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know, to be honest. I feel kind of...
What do you say? Okay, so if somebody's like, where are you from? What do you say?
I'm from Mexico. Well, my family's from Mexico. That's what I say.
Same. I'm like, my family's from Mexico, but I was born here. Mm-hmm. But I consider myself more Mexican.
Latino is Mexican-American, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Don't trust us with
how are we so knowledgeable and stuff? But we're the... Whatever, don't fact check us.
It's because sometimes, like, when it comes to our own roots, we just don't know the whole thing because we grew up in two different cultures. One is American culture, mm-hmm. one is Mexican mm-hmm. culture. And sometimes we just can't process everything.
Yeah, because we grew up with Mexican parents, but we grew up around the American culture. Do you think they hear this?
I don't think so. They're going to be like, what are they doing?
Anyways, how was Halloween?
I had COVID.
During Halloween?
Yes.
No, you didn't. You told me you had COVID like 3 days ago.
3 days ago from today?
Yeah.
You're tripping.
No, you're tripping.
You're tripping.
Where's your phone? Is it the one that's recording?
Yeah.
Damn. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Huh. Damn.
How would I forget the day I had COVID?
I could have sworn it. Dude, it's because I'm so mind-boggled. I'm sorry, y'all. Damn, I'm not sorry. Punch me already. Damn. What are you doing?
I just want to say we're recording stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Could you imagine it's not?
I know.
You're bold. You're so bold for standing up.
Really?
You're bold.
Why?
I mean, I feel like I look good.
You look good today.
I do feel like I look good.
I really like your shirt, too.
Today? That's interesting. But anyway.
Well, everybody has their off days. You've had your off days.
I mean, I did get called ugly.
I was just joking.
I love Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Halloween is my favorite.
Did you dress up? I remember you dressing up.
I did. The alien? The inflatable alien brain?
Oh, yeah, you did.
I really wish we did a podcast with costumes.
I was looking forward to it.
With costumes. Yeah, that would have been really, really fun.
We could still do it, but do it on Christmas Day.
With costumes?
Yeah, fuck it. It's our gift to you.
Are you excited for Christmas?
I love Christmas. I love Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I love everything about Christmas.
What was that?
I don't know.
Have you heard that Mariah Carey song?
What song?
The All I Want for Christmas is you. I love Mariah Carey. I mean, we've gone over this. Hey, I feel like we need to start going back to topics.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
Like, I feel like we're just so random now. Like, I feel like we need to stick to a topic.
But, guys, message us on Instagram think we're being too in general.
I mean, it's good, but I used to like being like the random episode part one, the random episode part two. And I do like having topics, but sometimes I don't like having topics because I feel like you like to be so structured.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
That's why I like going to the random ones, just because we can talk whatever we want.
Yeah, very that's true. But we've still gotten pretty good listeners on Anchor.
Yeah, and we haven't even been posting on TikTok. And I'm sorry, guys, I haven't been posting on TikTok. I legit have been busy, so I don't even have the
chance. I don't do that.
And Sebastian can't even do it because he legit sucks with technology.
I do, I promise you. It's not that I'm lazy because I'm not.
He's not lazy.
But it's because with that whole thing, Brian could teach me 50,000 times and I will be like, I don't get it. I hate technology.
And I legit, if I let Sebastian do it,
it'll be
wrong. I feel like I'd be the one that's like, Sebastian, you didn't do it right.
No, and I'd be hella shady.
Yeah.
I would absolutely get clips.
Oh,
to
me?
Be like, absolutely. I know, you like being shady on TikTok too. Hey, can I be honest?
What's up?
I kind of feel bad.
About what?
That I got cut ugly.
Oh.
No, wait, let's go back. Let's backtrack. Uh-huh. Because. Look,
I wasn't expecting that. I thought you were going to say something like, I'm cute.
Like, I get it. Like, I don't know what I was thinking that day. I looked a mess. I don't know why you wouldn't tell me I looked a mess.
You didn't look bad to me.
And
some people are just assholes, man. That's just what they do.
I was just very shocked. I was like, oh my God, ew, like, I look ugly. Like me, you know? And then this person was like, facts. I was like...
Someone else said facts?
Yeah. They said it facts. And I was like, ew, why are you telling me? Like, hell no. Damn. Shut up.
I didn't expect that. Facts in the printer.
You're no.
I only said that because Elaine would say that. But nah, it's because people are just assholes in general. Like, yeah. We've had homophobic comments in YouTube, on TikTok.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Which one?
I just delete them because I don't want you to see them.
Which one?
I don't know. We just had them before. And I usually delete them because I don't want you to see that.
You're a real one.
Yeah. But that one, I just didn't have time to because I just don't get on TikTok anymore.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Yeah. Damn. I mean, I could take it.
I know you could take
it.
But
I was like, damn. Bitch, why are you saying that?
Like, I don't want it to affect your...
Yeah, like my drive to do the podcast.
And plus, it's like... it's just... Like, even though you ignore it, you'll still let it kind of affect you.
No, right. Like this. But, I mean, I'm acknowledged. The thing is, people swear, like, that I'm delusional. Like, I know I'm loud. I know I'm annoying. I know I be cutting you off every fucking 5 minutes. I know I'm not the best looking. And I know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm self-aware.
Yeah.
But, like, why are you saying it? Like, only I can say it.
Only I can do that.
But yeah, anyway, go ahead. Yeah, I'm done. I wish I had pretty privilege.
I think you do.
You're
teaching
so?
Now. Yeah.
I do think I have pretty privilege sometimes. I think my skin's been struggling lately, but I don't know.
That's funny.
What do you mean that's funny?
I just think that's funny.
What's funny?
I just thought it was funny.
But what's funny?
Because like, you went into your beard and all that.
My beard?
Didn't you say your beard?
I said my skin. But you're mad annoying. And why'd you say it like that? You were like, that's funny. Kind of being like, yeah, I like, keep thinking that. Oh my God, you shaved your beard.
Oh yeah, I had to because of work.
Yeah, it was. It looked good like that. Well, you like I don't. That? I don't like the mustache. I don't like the point stache.
It's too thick or what?
No, I can't. I like it when you had a little. Yeah. But I'm sure work was like no.
Elaine misses it.
Oh.
Yeah. Because she usually like went like that.
Right.
I don't know how to describe it. How would you describe it?
Ew, should we scratch it?
Not scratch it, like twirl. Because you know how my shit's curly?
Ew.
Curly like my ass hairs.
Ew, Brian. Oh my gosh, y'all. What do you
it's like a little piglet it's with like the with brrr. The tails.
Oh my gosh.
Why are you laughing?
I think I'm just
you just shook?
I'm just very like wow, okay.
Would you rather wear
speaking of hair?
Oh go ahead.
I hate hair.
Why?
I hate hair.
Like you hate hair in general from like
all I your hate hair. Hair. Like I
hair
hate
on your
hair.
Chairs,
I
your
hate
curves.
It. I hate it. I hate it. I don't like it. I trim my leg hair.
Mm-hmm.
I hate hair. I don't like hair.
That's crazy, man. I like hair. No, it's because my stuff isn't really thick like that. If it was thick, I would be like.
But not on my hands. Like on my hands and my face, I don't mind it. But like in my areas, I don't like that. I don't like hair. I think it's for. I think it's nasty.
You heard it today. Sebastian shaves.
I don't.
Down there.
I don't.
Oh.
I trim, but I think it's
nasty. It's like a forest up in there?
No. Whoa. I keep it nice and clean, but I hate it. I just
my
hate it.
My boy got an afro down there.
You're annoying, Brian. Anyway, we're going to say, would you rather what? We need to move on.
They call him Afro Jack out here.
That's gross.
But I was going to ask, do you wear like short socks or do you wear long socks?
I wear short socks. If you wear long socks, you wear long socks, huh?
No, I don't.
You don't wear long socks?
No, I wear medium now.
Brian, that's long.
I know.
I wear short socks, like literally short socks. Not like the tiny ones, but
like around there.
Just the regular ones.
Like around your anklet?
Mm-hmm. Anklet?
Wait, so what are you going to say about long sleeve? Long sleeve.
I was trying to make something up because I know you wear long sleeves, but I couldn't make something up. But I don't know. I don't like long sleeves. I think it's...
long socks.
Long
socks. I keep saying long sleeves. I don't know.
Long.
I like long sleeves, though. Those are nice.
What?
Long sleeve shirts.
Well, this is a
what's sweater. A sweater, yeah. But long sleeve shirts are nice.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's probably like, what the heck are they talking about?
We're talking about shirts, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's up?
We'll end this podcast, guys, and we'll go to our next episode. We'll see you guys later. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on YouTube. or subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. You guys could message us about anything.
Mm-hmm. Give us ideas on what we talk
about. Yeah, of course. Comment down there on the YouTube comments. What else is there? Leave us 5 stars.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I haven't looked at our Apple podcasting.
I haven't either.
Is it different?
Like, I have no fucking clue.
Me neither.
I'll have to look into it, though. I'll look into it, Brian. Mm-hmm.
You'll do it. That's what he does. All right, bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.
Sebastian is not gay.
You're annoying.